13 past 8 on 2HD, driving to the beach. Certainly a lot of people did that last weekend, the first weekend of summer. Beaches were very popular, and 232 rescues took place along the coast of New South Wales last Saturday and Sunday, the first weekend of summer, and quite a few in our neck of the woods. With more on that, joining us now is the president of Hunter Surf Life Saving, Henry Scruton, who is on the line. Morning, Henry.
Morning, Richard. How are you today?
Very well indeed, thank you. Busy weekend, but unfortunately, I gather a fairly typical weekend on our beaches last weekend.
Yeah, well, beaches are free. You can go as long as you like. And what better place would you like to be? And that's what happened last weekend. Everybody decided the beaches was the place to be. And unfortunately, with our weather patterns, we had some cranky ocean. And there was, unfortunately, quite a few rescues taking place. But what we can brag and say is there was no fatalities.
Well, Henry, everyone knows. I mean, more education I don't think is going to help. Swim between the flags, swim where it's patrolled. But I've never actually been in a situation where I've had to be rescued. If people get out and they out of their depth and they are in trouble, what really should you be doing?
As you just said, Kim, between the flags. If you do get into trouble, wave your hand above your head as hard and as high as you can. The guys or the girls will come out and rescue you. It's been the same for years and years and years. The flags are there. The surf lifesavers will go out and test that water prior to anybody going in early in the morning. They set the flags up there. A lot of people can see a nice, calm, smooth area and say, oh, that's where I'll swim because there's no waves. Unfortunately, that's where there's an undertow or a rip current going straight out. It looks calm, it looks smooth. People say, well, that's a better spot for me. But unfortunately, that's the danger area. So swim between the flags where the surf lifesavers direct you to.
All right. And look, just on in terms of membership with our surf clubs, and particularly Nippers, looking healthy for this season, Henry?
Richard, it is a boom season so far. I was just speaking with one of the ladies in the office earlier. Apparently, we processed nearly 200 new surf lifesavers so far this season, which is a great bonus for us. We've got about 7,500 active members within the Hunter branch. That's from Tea Gardens down to Catherine Hill Bay. 7,500 members is pretty healthy, but the 200 brand new ones so far this season, that's a real bonus for us. That's wonderful for us.
That's fantastic.
And we thank you, basically, all the people that volunteer and rescue people. Without them, there'd be so many more fatalities on the beaches.
And good advice to parents, you know, particularly if you live anywhere near the beach. Getting your kids to join Nippers would be a very good idea. You'd recommend that, Henry?
Definitely. Yep, it's fun for kids, good, healthy activity, and if they're learning not only to how to save a life, but how to save their own, that's an added bonus for them. Keeps them healthy, happy, good activity for them, bit of team building. The kids usually enjoy it. And it's the parents that come along and say, geez, this looks good. I don't mind this. And we're very fortunate to get a lot of the parents come along and say, well, I'd like to become a surf lifesaver. See what it's doing for the community. And, yeah, I'd like to get involved. But so far, 200 is a real buzz for us so far this season.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And look, the problems at Stockton there, right in front of the surf club, have been well documented, and I dare say Hunter Surf Life Saving with a number of other groups are working with all parties concerned to try and get that overcome ASAP, Henry?
Yeah, definitely, Richard, yeah. It is a bit of a problem for the surf club. The council is looking at it. They're going to state politics to try and get it resolved and finally fixed properly. They have tried a couple of times and they did the best they could, but we need something a little bit better to fix it up.
Hear, hear. All right, thanks for talking to us this morning, Henry.
Absolute pleasure.